Welcome to A Higher Branch, a source of practical and powerful information for busy people dedicated to boosting their personal health and professional performance. I'm your host, Sam McCall. Hello and welcome to A Higher Branch podcast. Today we have an important episode that is a must listen for everyone, especially those living in Australia. You see, in Australia, we have a culture that very much revolves around the outdoors and being out in the sun, no matter what time of year it is. And it's an absolute blessing, but it's also a curse for our skin and face aging. So, for example, did you know that more than 2,000 Australians die from skin cancer every year? Now, that's a lot more than what have died from COVID. It's almost triple of what have died from COVID so far this year. And that one in three Australians are diagnosed with skin cancer before the age of 70. In today's episode, I'm joined again by skin therapist, nutritional medicine practitioner and educator, Chizza Westcar, to talk all things skin health and skincare. In this episode, Chizza shares with us the alarming reasoning why skin cancer diagnosis is prominent in Australia and the best ways to protect yourself and your family from the sun this summer. Now, I promise you, a lot of what we're going to discuss isn't stuff that you've heard of or read about. So please listen to her advice carefully to ensure you have a safe but fun-filled summer ahead. So sit back and enjoy this week's episode. Tell us, what does your daily routine look like for morning and evening?
I think living in Australia,
yes,
you have to wear sunscreen.
Have to.
It's a non-negotiable, and I'll explain why.
Okay.
I remember asking you whether you wore sunscreen.
Yes.
And I had that same look from you
at
the time.
I looked down and shamed.
Yes, you did. So when you think that the majority of the population in Australia is Caucasian,
yes,
you have people not designed for this climate living here. Indigenous people are very dark-skinned, designed for this environment. Australia is a very harsh land. And so when you think that the highest incidence of skin cancer occurs in the Caucasian population,
yes,
it means that they're not equipped for this environment. And so UV exposure, UV radiation, damages the DNA of your cells. Caucasians age much faster than dark-skinned people because dark-skinned people are equipped with melanin.
Right.
And melanin is pigment that is released by these by a particular cell called a, I'm getting very technical. I love this. I go into teacher mode when I start talking about this.
Yes.
There's a cell that produces pigment that all of us have called the melanocyte.
Yep.
And we all have the same number of these pigment cells, believe it or not. But the amount of pigment produced by this cell differs depending on the color of a person.
Right.
So we have pigment in a dark-skinned person. We have pigment produced in big, almost jelly bean-like blobs.
Right.
Whereas in a Caucasian person, it's more of a salt and pepper distribution.
Okay.
When we are exposed to the sun, skin cells are in close communication with pigment cells, and they release chemical signals that are picked up by these pigment cells that lets these pigment cells know that the sun's out and they're getting burned. So the pigment cell quickly produces pigment that through its long octopus-like arms, it pumps into the skin cell, and it sits like an umbrella over the nucleus to protect it.
Right, right.
So in a dark-skinned person, that's a very effective protection because UV is absorbed by that pigment blob.
Yes.
In a white skin, I describe it as being like an umbrella that's open that has holes in it. Because even though you've got this cap, it's full of holes. So you've got a lot of UV radiation hitting the nucleus of that skin cell.
Okay.
So it's not providing as much protection as it would in a dark skin.
Right.
So the only thing that you can do, if you're fair, is wear sunscreen that acts as the shield.
Where do you put the sunscreen? All over
On
your neck, on your ears, on your
exposed
neck.
Areas. Yep. Exposed
the
areas.
Back of your neck, the front of your neck.
Yes, oh my gosh, back of the neck.
Back
of the neck. There are lots of people walking around with a really thickened layer of skin that's all crisscrossed.
Yes, I see.
So what happens is, because a Caucasian skin person does not have as much pigment produced, the skin then compensates by thickening and hardening.
Yes.
Right? And so that thickened, hardened shield is basically the body's way of trying to protect itself.
Okay.
So you were talking about aging and this, you know, being part of an aging skin series.
Yeah.
So what we find is that you have accelerated aging in people who are sun exposed. You can have an 18-year-old Australian girl who's grown up, you know, going to the beach, and you can have an 18-year-old Nordic girl or English girl. They come together, the 18-year-old Australian girl looks like she's in her 30s just because of UV exposure. And so I always say that if you're not going to follow a routine, at least invest in a good sunscreen.
Okay.
And I prefer a physical over a chemical sunscreen, because a physical sits on the surface and reflects the sun's rays off the skin. A chemical...
What's the difference between a physical and a...
Zinc, zinc oxide, titanium dioxide.
That's...
They're minerals.
Right.
Minerals that are found in nature. So sunscreens made with zinc and titanium dioxide tend to reflect the rays. They just sit on the surface.
They're good.
They're good.
Okay.
They're good. They don't absorb.
Yes.
So we call them move it, you lose it. Basically meaning if you go for a run with your physical sunblock on, sweat will take it away. Sweat will remove it.
Okay.
So they're easier to displace.
Right.
The reason why chemical sunscreens are the recommended ones is because they actually penetrate into the upper layers of the epidermis.
Right.
And then once in place, they then neutralize the sun's rays.
They're but, not as good.
Well, the Cancer Council likes them.
Yes.
From a skin expert's point of view,
yes.
we tend not to encourage the use of those, because a lot of the inflammatory skin conditions that we deal with find them irritant.
Okay.
People will not wear a sunscreen because their only experience with sunscreen has been a physical sunscreen, a chemical sunscreen, I beg your pardon. So people come in to see us and they'll say, oh, I don't wear a sunscreen. It doesn't agree with me. It makes my skin sting or it burns.
Yes.
That tends to be the chemical.
Okay, right.
So you're best off buying a good physical sunscreen and reapplying it. So we also have brushes that have zinc in them that you can pop in your, for a lady, pop in your handbag, or you can leave in your car, that you use to reapply over makeup for women.
Brushes?
Yeah.
Is it powder?
Like a very fine powder that actually goes on the skin with no colour. Because most people, most women, are not going to reapply their sunscreen during the day. It's unrealistic because they wear makeup.
Yes.
These brushes, you can just apply over any makeup without it ruining the makeup.
Okay.
But we have a lot of men who also use the brushes.
Well, I'm going to be one of them.
I'm going to show it to you when you come. Yes, I'll show it to you when you come.
Because I came to see you because I haven't been applying sunscreen.
No.
And I started getting some...
marks.
Some pigmentation. I thought, what the hell is that?
What did I say to you?
You said you've been getting a lot of sun.
Yes.
So I live in the sun, right?
Yeah, and you love the sun. You
love the sun, yeah. Going to the beach after this.
And you didn't sound very happy when I said you've got to wear sunscreen.
I know, yeah. Well, the thing is, I do wear it now every day in the morning. So you mentioned sunscreen, but what about other things?
Yeah, so sunscreen is the first.
Okay.
If they're not wearing a good sunscreen, forget it.
But let's do it in the reverse order. What do you start with? You end with sunscreen, don't you?
Yes, but I always talk about sunscreen first.
Okay,
because
that's the most
it's the most important.
Okay.
It absolutely is.
I get that now.
And so, yes, so if I'm bringing in all these other things and you're not wearing sunscreen, you're wasting my time, I'm wasting your money.
Okay.
So if we establish that sunscreen is going to be worn every day, then I talk about the other things.
Okay.
Yes. And they include, and it really depends on what your budget is. It also depends on how compliant you're going to be.
Right. Assuming someone is compliant and can afford middle of the road, nothing too ridiculous.
No, if you want ridiculous, you go to a department store and you buy a product for $500 for a pot. There are two brands that come to mind, and people who are of means will tend to buy those because they can afford to.
Right.
So they're a bit of an aspirational brand, both of these are.
But they're not.
But they're, we call them coat and cover products because they coat the skin, they feel nice, but they do not a damn thing.
Okay.
So that's the difference between something you get from a department store that is more of a luxe brand.
Yes.
It's all about the experience.
And the label.
And the label and the amount of money you've spent to buy it that does nothing.
Yep.
So we get a lot of ladies like that who come to, and men too, who come to see us with skin issues.
Yes.
First thing I do is find out what they're using. And that is mentioned. Okay. And I then explain to them that those products, while they may smell nice and feel nice, are doing absolutely nothing corrective for your skin.
Right.
If you've got real concerns around pigment or aging, then we need to get you on products that contain actives. And actives basically are ingredients that are going to bring about change in the skin. And so vitamin A is a staple.
Right.
We call vitamin A the rejuvenating vitamin.
Okay, is that also known as retinol?
Retinol is an example of one.
Okay.
So the main one, if someone went to see a doctor for aging concerns, they would typically give the person Retin A or Steva A. So there are variations of.
Okay,
They are a drug.
Right.
That they would give for someone who needs correction.
Right.
Being a drug, very, very effective. Someone with quite a bit of sun damage and aging concerns will find results happening very quickly. But the problem is there reaches a point where the skin has shed its outer layer that was sort of thickened and causing discoloration. It's much more refined, but now the skin can become more sensitive because vitamin A is very sensitizing. So there's no point using vitamin A, which is always used at night for that reason.
Yes.
There's no point using vitamin A if they're not wearing sunscreen.
Yes.
Because it can make their skins very, very sensitized.
Okay, yes.
When people's skins become sensitized, they stop using vitamin A.
Right.
That is that prescription A.
Yes.
When you're looking at a topical product that you would find maybe in a doctor's clinic or in a beauty salon, they tend to be esters or derivatives of prescription A, which is retinoic acid. So retinoic acid is the form that the skin cells recognize and are able to then respond to.
Yep.
All of your other forms, including retinol, will eventually convert to retinoic acid. But so it's a much gentler approach
to
then get to the end goal.
Works with the body.
It works, but it's also less inflammatory.
Okay.
So you can put someone on retinol and have them use it every night without a problem.
Right.
Yep. So A in some form is always recommended, especially where you're looking at rejuvenation.
In the moisturiser?
No, not as a moisturiser. So when we're talking about actives in products, you would typically find vitamin A in a serum or in a cream that is a vitamin A cream, not a moisturiser.
Okay.
So there are some formulations where because vitamin A is in a pot, they think it's a moisturiser. So they use it quite liberally, like they would a moisturizer, and then they come to see us with inflammation from that.
Okay, right.
So these
an art form.
It is. Yes, you wouldn't venture into it without someone holding your hand.
Okay.
You definitely need guidance.
Because my knowledge of skincare is cleanser, toner, moisturizer.
And toner is and isn't a bit outmoded.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I thought so.
Yes.
So now, since my first consultation with yourself, I cleanse.
Yes.
And maybe scrub twice a week.
Okay.
But then I put a serum.
Yes.
Or serums.
Yes.
And then finish with a moisturizer.
Okay. So that's basic.
That's
basic, right? Okay. You mentioned serums, so I'd be looking to see what those serums are.
Hyaluronic
acid is very hydrating.
Yes.
So that's good. That'll plump up your cells and make your skin look very less lined even.
Okay.
So that sort of, if you think about the skin, it has three layers. The top layer is what we see, the epidermis.
Yes.
Then you've got what I call the true skin, and that's where your collagen and your elastin is. That's like the mattress.
Yes.
That's what we want to keep nice and plump.
Okay.
And you've got the hypodermis, which is where your fat pockets are.
Right.
And you need all of those to have rejuvenated, young, healthy skin.
Okay.
As we get older, the epidermis, which is what we see,
yes,
the canvas, starts to change, becomes lined. The lines are an indication that the mattress, which is the second layer, is starting to thin.
Okay.
So one of the things that is given or done is to plump up the mattress, which is where hyaluronic acid comes in.
Okay.
Right?
Such a good thing. I'm on a good thing.
You are. So it's very hydrating, but it also sort of adds to the cushioning.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's good. You want something to take away what takes away from a perfect canvas. When we think of a baby's bottom, it's unlined, there's nothing discoloring it. Discoloration ages in the form of pigment or redness. So the idea is to get rid of anything that ages the skin.
Yes.
So we get rid of pigment. You're having a treatment for that. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be amazed at the results once we've done that. And one of the things it will do, even though you look incredible.
Thank you.
It will make you look even younger. Because we've taken away brown spots.
Yes.
Yep. So we also improve the actual texture of your skin. Like I mentioned before, if you've got someone who spends a life outdoors without sunscreen, their skin becomes very weathered and rough.
Yes.
You mentioned using a scrub twice a week.
Yes.
But rather than using a scrub, we would be introducing something like a hydroxy acid, which is a completely grain-free or grit-free serum. It feels very smooth.
Right.
That contains invisible exfoliators that you leave on at night, and it almost acts like a little exfoliating brush, and it dissolves all the dead skin. Wow. So you might be using that. In some cases, someone might use it 3 times a week or once a week or every day, depending on how thick and sort of sun damaged the skin is.
Right.
So vitamin A is a must. A hydroxy acid you would also use to just chip
at
away.
At night.
Always at night. We use the actives at night.
Yes.
That's when they do their thing.
Okay.
And then during the day, we protect the skin.
Okay.
And so typically during the day, you'd be looking at antioxidants to neutralize the damage from UV exposure. We talk about free radicals and oxyradicals. So we neutralize them before they do any damage by using antioxidants.
Right.
Yeah. Another thing that sunscreen does that's really important is when you are exposed to the sun without sunscreen, I mentioned before that signals are traveled down to the pigment cells and they produce pigment to protect the skin. There are enzymes, collagenase, elastase, and hyaluronidase. Hyaluronidase breaks down hyaluronic acid, which is part of the cushioning in the dermis. Elastase breaks down elastin. Collagenase breaks down collagen. So those structures that keep the skin plump are broken down when you're sun exposed. That's why you have the accelerated aging. That's why Australians who don't wear sunscreen tend to look older than those that do. I can always pick someone when they come into the clinic who's worn sunscreen all their life.
But what about the need to get vitamin D as
Yes, but you see, so this is the thing. And we have a lot of cosmetic physicians who understand the idea that someone wants to look young.
Yes.
But then are also challenged by the fact that their vitamin D levels are low.
Yeah, which compromises your immune system.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Vitamin D is very important for the immune system. I go for a walk every morning.
Yes.
I go for a walk before it gets too hot. Going for a walk in the morning is enough to top up your vitamin D levels. And vitamin D, you've got your sunscreen on your face. Vitamin D can be absorbed by any part of the body. So it can be exposed arms, for example. What the recommendation that we give is, if you can try and have half an hour of exposure to UV before the day gets warm, that's a good way to top up your vitamin D. So for people who go walking, for example, that's a good way. Also, I'm a dark skinned person, so I actually have to supplement. It doesn't matter how much sun exposure I get, my vitamin D levels are quite low, so I take a vitamin D supplement.
Me too. That's why I spend a lot of time in the sun, and I have to spend, double, what my wife has to, because she's light skinned, and her vitamin D is still higher than mine. So
is
I
it?
Find it. Yeah, because when you have a dark skin, you can't absorb
No, you can't.
Much
exactly right.
D.
That same, the pigment packages that I was talking about that are fantastic for absorbing UV stop the
so it's
manufacturer.
A good and a bad thing.
Yeah, it's a good and a bad, but then I, like I said, I take my vitamin D supplements.
Okay, which I think that's a really good suggestion. So for those of you who are listening who are worried about the sun and you want to be careful of the sun, or maybe you're putting sunscreen that's going to block the absorption of vitamin D, then you can actually get vitamin D from the inside out as well. So supplementation is good. The other thing that I found is high in vitamin D is portobello mushrooms.
Okay, yes, mushrooms are a good source.
Yeah.
Cod liver oil.
Cod liver oil, yeah. And there's a few. So if you Google it, you'll see that there's some foods that actually have vitamin D.
The problem is you don't eat enough of those foods to really keep your vitamin D levels high enough. Yeah. But see, women who wear hijabs, very low in vitamin D.
Yes.
So they tend to have to supplement.
Yes. So you're choosing between
vanity and
health. And health. I mean, I'd have to choose health.
Yes,
even but though it looked like I was leathered all over. But I put sunscreen on my hands now and my face, and the rest of my body. I just say, well, you know, you can absorb vitamin D that way. Yeah, too bad. You can cover that up.
Yeah.
You can't cover your face,
no,
right?
No, and that's the thing. I think the reason why we're seeing more and more men coming in for treatments and procedures is because we're living longer. We're in the workforce for longer as well, you know, and people want to look like they are able to get the job done. And vanity, unfortunately, plays a role where you want to look, you know, how you perhaps feel, or you want to look younger than you sometimes are.
Yeah. I think it's so important for our emotional well-being. Hmm.
It's like you said, I mean, I love that. I didn't know anything about holistic living and all the 8 touch points. I think that's brilliant.
Oh, great.
But they all work together for sure.
So Chizza's just pointing to a diagram that I have in our studio on the 8 trees of life, or the 8 areas of life. For those of you who have read my book, A Higher Branch, you would know the metaphor I use in that. And so
it's fantastic.
Certainly when it comes to skin and your gut health, you know, are so important for climbing the tree of health. And because that's where we get our energy, that's where we get our life force,
our drive to do more.
It's no coincidence that the gut is in the center of our body, because from there everything radiates outwards.
Yes.
And it's also the center of our solar plexus, where we say it's a gut feel. Sometimes anxiety is nothing more than just you eating the wrong foods.
Honest, totally.
Yeah.
Oh, I could tell a million stories about young girls who've dropped out of school. Diet is very poor. We change their diet. They then get the energy.
Yes.
And mindset changes as well. I've had so many mothers contacting me saying, oh my gosh, something as simple as diet. Why was I not told? Why was she put on antidepressants without even, you know, changing her diet first? So
absolutely.
It's very powerful. Yeah.
And that's why I love having people like yourself on our podcast who, you know, teach us the stuff that, okay, it may be the hard stuff, you know, but in the long term it is easier than popping a pill.
Totally.
And going to a doctor and outsourcing the responsibility of your health. You should never do that. You know, I was telling the story offline to Chizza about how I designed the 8 areas of life framework and the circle of conscious living. And it was because of I took matters into my own hands, and I took responsibility for my own health. And which means that you need to go looking for information. You need to read books, listen to podcasts.
There's so much out there now.
Absolutely.
More out there than ever before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Free, all free as well. Free education.
And I hope that everyone has received a lot of information that they can use from today's podcast. We could talk so much more, and there's so many other areas I want to go into next time with you if you'll come back.
Oh, of course I'll come back, absolutely.
I'd love to talk more about my experience as well with yourself and having these new regimes.
And there'll be I think by the time I come back again, there have definitely been some changes. And for you.
So I am going to take a before and after
please
after
do.
Shot,
please
so,
do.
And post that,
yes.
Hopefully. Chizza, thank you so much for giving up your very precious time. You're so busy teaching, treating, educating. So thank you so much for coming on to our podcast.
My absolute pleasure. It's been fun.
Thank you. You know it's your passion when something like this becomes fun.
Absolutely.
And my passion is living to my optimal, what I was born to live. And I hope it is your passion as well. So until next time, live consciously, my friends. Thank you for tuning in. Now, if you want to stay up to date with all things A Higher Branch and with the latest information from our incredible faculty of members and contributors, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. And if you'd like to watch things, then head on over to our YouTube channel by the same name, A Higher Branch, and subscribe to that also. And if you want to go onto our mail list, where you will receive even more special premieres and some really special offerings, head on over to ahigherbranch.com and sign up to our mail list, where you will receive a free copy of my ebook, Guide to Greatness, but you will also be on the mail list to be the first to receive a copy of my next book, The Circle of Conscious Living.
which is due out later this year. Anyway, thank you again for listening, and I hope to be with you next time.